USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Since the Gaza ground operation began on October 27th, Israeli forces have discovered 800 shafts leading to Hamas's extensive network of tunnels and bunkers, destroying more than half of them, according to the military. The Palestinian Islamist group claimed to have a network comparable to the size of the New York subway system, with tunnels serving as operational bases. These tunnels have become prime targets for Israeli airstrikes, using penetrating munitions and advanced technologies to locate and destroy them. The tunnel shafts were located in civilian areas, many of which were near or inside civilian buildings and structures, like schools, kindergartens, mosques, and playgrounds, the military said in a statement on Sunday. Sandra Day O'Connor, the pioneering first woman to serve on the United States Supreme Court and a steadfast advocate of modern conservatism, passed away on Friday at the age of 93. In this interview with NBC News, she reflected on being the first female on the high court.
It's thrilling in a way to be the first to do something, the first woman to ever serve on the court. But it's dreadful if you're the last. And if I didn't do the job well, that's what would happen.
The Supreme Court, in a press release, revealed that O'Connor died in Phoenix due to complications arising from advanced dementia and a respiratory illness. In 2018, she disclosed her diagnosis of the initial stages of dementia, likely Alzheimer's disease. Hunter Biden's deposition in the House has been set.
House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer and House Judiciary Chair Jim Jordan have requested Hunter Biden's deposition later this month, as part of their investigation into potential articles of impeachment against President Biden. Emphasizing that Hunter Biden will not receive special treatment, the lawmakers, including Comer, who previously subpoenaed Hunter Biden, have scheduled the deposition for December 13th. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The Reagan National Defense Forum gathered in Southern California Friday and Saturday to tackle critical national security issues with a focus on the increasing perception of China as a major threat. Reagan Presidential Foundation CEO David Trullio notes a notable shift in concerns.
There's been a big increase since 2018, in fact, in how Americans perceive this challenge. I think Americans are seeing that China's undergone a huge military buildup. There's been a lot of attention appropriately on the fact that China's engaged in an active genocide against the Uyghurs in Xinjiang. They see President Xi hosting Vladimir Putin.
The forum, attended by military leaders, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, national security experts, and lawmakers, delved into various threats, including artificial intelligence, the future of warfare, and military readiness. Despite actor Jussie Smollett losing his conviction appeal and potentially facing prison, Vice President Kamala Harris's 2019 post labeling him as a victim of a modern-day lynching remains online. An Illinois appeals court upheld Smollett's previous conviction on five disorderly conduct charges in 2021, stemming from his false claims of a racist and homophobic attack. The Environmental Protection Agency's proposed lead and copper rule mandates utilities to replace lead drinking water pipes within a decade. This requirement applies regardless of the recorded lead levels in water samples, aiming to prevent future public health crises similar to the one in Flint, Michigan in 2014. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.